back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys Show. That's it.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys Show each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local in the dreary downtown studios in Grand Rapids. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop, and good morning, everybody. Had a great night last night. Went and saw the Griffins play Toronto Marlies. What a game.
Yeah.
Fox 17 gave me some seats at their suite.
Oh, wow,
which is
cool.
It's always fun. Thank you, Monica Smith. But I haven't been to a Griffins game in years. And if you haven't been to the Griffins, man, you got to go. This place was energized. And I got there, and they were behind 1-0. As soon as I got there, you know, bang, the buzzer's going off. We're scoring. Wild game. We ended up winning it like 5-4. But just had a great time with the Fox 17 people. They're good folks.
Yep, good partners for us. Hey, on the line right now, we got our friend Gene Cox. He's a co-worker of Bob's, and we're going to break down a little Christmas leg of lamb. Good morning, Gino.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Real good.
Where are we calling you at today? I don't know where you're located.
Duck. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Bob.
Where are you calling from this morning, Gino?
Hey, I'm in Garden Plain, Kansas.
Okay, so you're home.
I am at home.
All right, sweet. So you've got a leg of lamb recipe here that you and I've talked about this week. And, well, first of all, let me set this up a little bit. Gino is an engineer for Boeing, okay? But he is also a world-class barbecue dude because you travel all over with a good one just like Rob does. You're kind of a hired gun for those guys. And when you get a little free time, you go out and do events with us, and we've had a lot of fun. But you've got some really sweet ideas and recipes, and I'm awful glad you want to share them with us this morning, especially this leg of lamb. Break this thing down.
All right, yeah, I do those things, and it's a lot of fun going around and doing these events with you guys. I wanted to surprise my family over Thanksgiving instead of traditional ham and turkey, so I chose a leg of lamb for Sunday dinner. So I went and bought a leg of lamb. I had the bone in it, and I wanted to try my own deboning, so that's what I did. So basically, I took the meat off the bone and laid it out, and I butterflied it. Now, when you do that, you want to cut some slits in it, and with the recipe, you take some cloves of garlic and rosemary, and you kind of push them into those slits and then kind of put a little thyme over it and a little salt and pepper. Then when you get all that on there, just sprinkle it, drizzle it with a little bit of olive oil.
Hey, Gino, when you're taking that meat off the bone, there are some glands on a leg of lamb that you have to be pretty particular to remove, aren't there?
Yeah, you got to kind of watch that, and you can see those once you start cutting that off. And I trim those off separately.
Yeah.
And didn't use those.
Yeah, I just want to make sure, because it imparts a very strong flavor if you don't do that. Isn't that right?
That's correct.
Yeah, okay, so let's keep going on the recipe, but I want to make sure we let our listeners know that, because that'll make the difference between really good leg of lamb and really bad leg of lamb if you leave those glands on there.
That's right, and if you don't want to really mess with that, then just have your butcher do it. You can ask that, or you can buy the already deboned leg of lamb at the store.
Sure.
And I might want to point out, this was USA leg of lamb instead of like a New Zealand or Australian. So it is just a little bit quality meat from what I understand in terms of the grazing part over in Australia and New Zealand.
Okay.
From that point, then we folded that up, and I let that marinate overnight. And then the next morning, I brought that out. And part of this recipe is putting a tapenade together. And that basically is a pureed olive paste. And in this case, I use Kalamata olives. And then with garlic and some lemon juice, again, some you can your choice if you want to use capers and anchovies in this recipe. But you want to make that up the night before as well and let that sit and let all those spices and the olives marry together. I also used, I kind of do my own little recipe here, I also threw some cilantro in along with the Italian parsley. So a little different twist on that.
Make a nice flavor profile. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're talking with Gene Cox, who is one of Bob's cohorts, and he and Bob and Cowboy Rob Russell put on a little cooking presentation down in Chicago, and they were breaking down this leg of lamb. So sounds really good, Gino. Let's keep going with it.
All right. From that point, when I brought the leg of lamb out, I let it get to room temperature the next morning, and then I opened up that butterfly leg of lamb, and I put the tapenade, the Kalamata olive tapenade, all over the top of that butterfly leg of lamb. And then when I folded it, I also tied it together with a butcher string. Again, sprinkle it with salt and pepper, a little bit more olive oil. And I had my grill going, my Goodwin grill at this point, and I had a flat grill, so I seared the leg of lamb on that flat grill prior to putting it into the smoking box. So I seared all the sides, had a nice coat, and then I put it on the smoker and let that thing smoke to about 125 degrees on the ends. I wanted it a little bit more done for my son-in-law, who doesn't like rare meat, to about 137 for him, and then kind of finished it off for him after I kind of cut a piece off. I kind of baited that a little bit for him.
What a great thing to do with a leg of lamb, and I'm kind of curious if there's any butchers out there. Hit us on Facebook at the Grilling Guys on Facebook. Let us know, when you get a leg of lamb like that, you know, how many butchers actually do degland that? Because, Jop, that was a great point, and that's a critical thing with venison and with lamb, is to get those glands. And I don't know on a venison if it's called a tarsal gland.
Right.
Like it is,
yep,
on...
I believe that's what it is.
I mean, on venison it is, but I don't know if that's the same gland that's on a lamb or not. But, yeah, anytime you have a gland and a piece of meat, man, you want to get that thing out of there.
Right.
That's right. And what was really good about this particular piece of meat that... none of my family had ever had lamb before, and it was a surprise, and it really came out good, and it's not that difficult to do. So for those of you out there that want to try it or kind of afraid to, I'd say jump right in there, because it was really pretty easy.
Yeah, this
my recommendation
isn't...
would be you already get the piece of lamb that's got the bone out.
Yeah, this isn't your mama's lamb with the mint jelly and
right.
all that stuff that,
no,
that when if you had it when you were growing up, and I'm not throwing my mom under the bus, but she didn't know how to cook lamb. She'd try it once in a while, and
yeah,
it was pretty terrible and greasy, and it was like, no, this is the way to do it.
Yeah.
You know, again, seared and then cooked low and slow. Again, I think one of the things that Gino pointed out that needs worth mentioning again, and that is cooking it to temperature. Don't overcook it. Don't undercook it. Know who you're serving. Know how they like their meat and cook it to accordingly, because a good digital thermometer, ding, ding, Christmas gift, a good digital thermometer is a great tool to have around the grill and the smoker.
Great point. Gino, thanks so much for...
Good point. You can't cook without your thermometer. To me, that's the most important thing. Cook that meat to temperature. Pull it.
Thanks, Gino. We got to fly. It's time for a little break, but good talking
right.
to you again, pal. We'll see you in probably in Atlanta in February.
Okay. Hey, you guys have a great Christmas.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. If you don't want to smoke a lamb because you can't hold on to it, then we're going to do a little smoked turkey breast coming up next segment. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.